From 1900 onwards, devices changed to deliver adjustable concentrations. In 1902, Braun invents the narco, which combines ether and chloroform. In 1908, Professor Nélaton asked his assistant Louis Ombredan to build a safety ether anesthesia machine. He designed it with his chauffeur, and his prototype is in this display case, but it lacks the English candy box containing the oakum onto which the ether was poured. He had his device made by Colin Paris. All these devices are numbered. It was easy to use, with a slider that varied the ether concentration. At level zero, the patient breathed only air and his exhaled carbon dioxide. At level eight, he breathed only ether and his exhaled air. It provided a degree of safety, but prevented the medicalization of anesthesia in France. The device was a worldwide success, with over 70,000 units sold. It was used worldwide until 1970. Several other concentration control devices were created. In 1913, Ricard's device for chloroform. In 1920, Dupuy-de-Fresnel's device, which combined three gases, ether, chloroform, and ethyl chloride. Dufaux's two-gas device, 1922, and many others. The arrival of cyclopropane, which was highly explosive, led to the use of exhaled gas rebreathers with carbon dioxide absorbers using soda lime. This equipment was not used in France until after 1940.